Hello and welcome. This is episode 143 of the Veg Grower podcast. This week it is titled The Last 2 Weeks of the Plot. And today's day is November the 20th, 2017. Except this is coming out on the 21st. And this is due to the fact that I've had a horrible cold yesterday. So I'm a day late in recording and producing this show. I'm sure none of you would have wanted to hear me cough and splutter while trying to record this show. Now, although today I'm still not 100%, you can probably hear it in my voice. I'm certainly struggling at times, but I'm better than what I was. So coming up today, I'm just going to be discussing what's happening on the last 2 weeks on the plot. In part because of my cold, and because also last week I only shared the interview that I had with Steve, and because that was quite a big file on its own, I felt I won't do a diary. But we are this week, and hopefully it'll work out for the best. So let's head out back to 2 weeks ago and what has happened since then. Firstly, we'll start with the quail project. That is still going really well. I still have the 2 quails that I spoke of last time, and they're doing really great, and they've actually grown quite big. The wife has named them Adam and Eve, even though we're not religious or anything. She just felt that was a good name. I did, however, get 5 more young quails, and these were going to be destroyed, so they were kind of rescued. But I was warned that they may not survive as they were cold. And unfortunately, that was true. They did not survive a night. Now, I kept them in a birdcage in our kitchen with a heat lamp for them, but they didn't survive. It's a real shame, but they were young birds and they would have needed a lot of care. And we are coming to winter, so they may not have survived anyway. Other than that, the only other change I've made with the quail has been the feeders and the feed. Now, the tube I made the feeder out, that worked really, really well. But I noticed the female was kind of being pushed out the way, and the male was the only one eating. So I could have made a second one, but what I decided to do, I got a Tupperware pot, a round Tupperware pot with a lid. And inside I drilled 2 33mm holes opposite each other. I then put food to just below the hole, the quail food just below the holes, and put that in the run. And this allows the quail just to stick the head in, get the food, do what they do, shake it, but they don't make a mess outside. The food stays in the pot. Great news, I'm very happy with it, and we'll probably stick with this system in the future. I've also been weaning them off the chick crumb and onto layers pellets. Now, I simply started by mixing the chick crumb and the layers pellets together in equal quantities and giving it to the quail. They tended to eat the chick crumb first, but then they did move on to the layers pellets. But I gradually increased the amount of layers pellets in the mix as we went along, making sure they were actually eating it, of course. And so far, so good. All good. They're now basically just eating layers pellets. No chick crumb. And it may be that soon we'll be getting eggs. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I decided it was time to harvest my sweet potatoes from the allotment. If you've watched the YouTube channel, you may have seen this already. If not, well, the sweet potato was a complete disaster. Last year, I managed 3.5 kilos, and I was really pleased with that. This year, I grew them in almost the same way, except I grew them through black weed suppressant membrane. Apart from that, there was nothing really different. But I barely managed 300 grams of sweet potatoes, and what a waste of time. But there is always next year. I'm trying to analyse what has produced such poor results, and I can only come up with the weather. It didn't really get hot this year, and sweet potato does like it hot. And I also may have planted them a little late in the season. Well, that one's on me. Apart from that, I can't really see anything else that I could have done differently. Especially as it's basically how I done it all last year. But again, as always, next year we'll try again. I'm not the type to be defeated easily, especially as I know I can do it. Now I'm coming into this last week, and I've really been making sure that I've added lots of well-rotted manure onto my beds in the allotment, in particular in order to complete the strawberry bed and the shallot bed. Now in the greenhouse, I went in there on Saturday. I've planted out some pak choi and spinach into the beds. Now these were sown a while ago, and I've potted them on into root trainers. Now I finally got them planted into the bed. I was a bit late in doing that again, but so far they seem quite happy. In fact, they've even put on growth since I've planted them, so I'm happy with that. The rest of the pak choi, along with some peas that I've sown as well, these peas have grown and they're getting ready to go outside. I've moved them into the cold frame to start hardening them off, and soon they will be planted out. I also potted on some of my choice sam, cauliflower and broccoli, again into root trainers, and I've placed these root trainers in the shelves in the greenhouse to grow on. I also potted on my herbs into several troughs. These were parsley, dill and coriander. These plants, they're all growing really well so far. I'll be keeping them watered and monitoring them as we go along, but I'm pretty happy with things at the moment. Although I am behind, so I should have done this a lot sooner. On the veg patch, I've emptied one of the compost bins completely. I used some of the compost in pots and things, and the rest I just left on the ground on the vegetable patch. And the chickens, they just basically dig through it, dig it over, spread it around for me. And they quite happily do that. It saves me doing it. And they're also looking for seeds, bugs and things. So, win-win. I harvested all my remaining jalapenos from the plants that are outside. I actually turned these into chili cheese bites, which are really, really tasty. Not very healthy, but tasty. I'm not really worried about it being healthy as long as I don't eat it every day sort of thing. I will be making these again, and when I do it, I'll make a recipe and share pictures, but they are awesome. Chili cheese bites from jalapenos. Oh. However, the jalapeno plant itself, as well as a few of the other chili plants, they're still outside and they're still growing, but they're also still flowering. Couldn't believe it, flowers in mid-November. Now, I know it's been very, very mild, but this is crazy. I'm going to see how long they last for. I've actually still got some aubergines outside as well, and I'm just going to see how long these last for. Same as in the greenhouses, chilies and aubergines still in there. And we're just seeing how long they last for. I'm amazed. In fact, in the potting shed, I've even got tomato plants still in there. And they're producing tomatoes. I can't believe it. Now, Sunday I went down the allotment. And as the frosts that we've had, they've started to kill off a lot of the plants. Which is great, because that's when I feel it's a good time to start clearing things. So I started with my pumpkin plants that had been killed off. And these were definitely dead. So I removed the plants, the pumpkin plants, and popped them along into the compost bins, along with some nasturtiums that had self-seeded in the strawberry area. Now, as I cleared the nasturtiums, I noticed that they left lots of little seed balls. They may self-seed. I've tried clearing a few of them up and grow again next year. However, these seeds are actually edible and are known as poor man's capers when pickled. Excuse me. Now, I don't grow much in the way of flowers, as I'm only really interested in edibles. Flowers that produce edibles, that's a winner in my book as well. But nasturtiums are one of those. Now, with the nasturtiums lifted, it meant I could get to the strawberries. So I lifted a few of the strawberry plants and planted them into the new strawberry bed that I've been building over the last few weeks. I've just simply lifted the strawberries, some that had still had runners attached, and I've planted them into the strawberry bed. Into the new strawberry bed, that is. I used the runners as a guide on how far apart to plant them, as I kind of believe if a plant will put another plant that far out, or that close, then it's probably going to be close enough for it to cope and do what it wants. I think plants are better at knowing what they want than us. And I think they will cope better with the distance that they decide. But I would say they were probably about 30 centimetres apart. But once these were all planted, I've watered them in well. But I do have a lot of strawberry plants left in the old bed that I need to decide what to do with. Currently, I'm planning to dig them up and pot them on, as I hate to waste plants. These potted plants I may use elsewhere, or I may give away or even sell on next year. But if anyone is listening and wants any, and you're located in the UK, get in touch via the blog and I shall get some strawberry plants sent to you for free. I don't want them to be wasted at all, so I want to make sure they get used. Now, the compost bins that did have the pumpkins growing in, I actually checked on how the compost was looking, as it's going to be time to start emptying them soon. And that compost looks fantastic. So I'll soon be putting that to use. I then turned my attention to the bed that had sweet corn, French beans and leeks growing in this year. As all the leeks have now been harvested and the rest of the plants have died back, I set about clearing this bed. Hoed, raked, cut down, just to get rid of it all. Get rid of all the plant matter until the bed was clean. Now, this bed will be growing my overwintering peas and broad beans, so I need to get this bed ready pretty sharpish. And clearing them is the first stage. So now it's cleared, I will soon be adding lots of well-rotted horse manure and compost and get that filled back up to the top. And then I will be planting out the peas and broad beans, which will need to be done probably by the end of this month. So this weekend, really, we're looking at. But keep listening to future podcasts to find out how we get on with this. Well, we are now all up to date with a diary, and as you can tell, there's still lots to be done, even though this year is drawing to a close. But thank you very much for listening. If you have anything to add, get in touch either through the website at veggrowpodcast.co.uk, or you can find me on most social media. Facebook, I have a page and a group, Twitter and all the rest of them. Just search for the Veg Grower Podcast and you should find me. So until next time, please take care, and I shall speak to you all again then.